Dr. Kelly Connolly stood by the entrance to a small, single-story factory building and watched as a civilian SUV arrived at a guard gate and the driver stopped to show credentials. The fence around the facility was laughably benign, unable to deter even a modestly capable 10-year-old. No rolls of wicked razor wire crowning every inch of its perimeter, and no deadly levels of electricity coursing through its metal veins. The gatehouse was also the very picture of innocence, as was the attendant. There wasn't a hint of weaponry or military presence, and there were no spikes embedded in the pavement that could be automatically lifted to shred the sturdiest of tires as easily as a pin could pop a child's balloon. But, like the faux factory itself, built at the edge of a vast woods, the perimeter was a deception, and far more secure than it seemed. In fact, the site was ringed with enough hidden firepower and other deterrents to ward off a small attacking army. Not that any of it would ever need to be used. Military installations raised eyebrows, piqued curiosity, drew attention. Small factories, appearing to be only minimally secure on the other hand, drew nothing but yawns. Kelly sighed.
"I don't suppose there is any way I can get out of this," she said to the lanky, balding man beside her.
Dr. Harry Salazar looked amused.
"Trust me, Kelly," he said. "You'll enjoy this visit more than you think."
"That would almost have to be true," she replied wryly.
She and Harry Salazar, vaunted director of Project Uru, had gotten along famously since she had joined his team 7 months earlier, which in this instance was more of a curse than a blessing. She was a department head, yes, but only one of six, and yet she alone had been assigned the duty to join Salazar as a Walmart greeter, to welcome Major Justin Boyd, a high-ranking black operations officer, and give him a guided tour. Kelly knew full well why she was now with her boss, playing hostess, while the other department heads were allowed to duck this odious duty. The director of Uru liked being around her more than the others. It was as simple as that. Salazar had confided in her that he found her to be the most polished of the departmental heads when it came to both social graces and personality. She was also female, and while Salazar would never admit it, she suspected he was playing to the major's more primal instincts.